I'm Jamie Dunn, and this is Past Due. Democratic lawmakers and Governor Bruce Rauner do not appear to be close to a budget deal. But if they can work out their differences, they will likely be looking for more revenue to help close the state's massive budget deficit. That could mean higher taxes for you. I talked with U of I law professor Richard Kaplan about some of the taxing options that might come up for consideration.
There's no big mystery about filling the state's revenue gap. If there is a consensus that emerges that there at least should be additional revenues as part of the overall solution, the easiest and most straightforward approach, of course, is to raise the income tax rate. In fact, simply restoring the rate that existed in Illinois to what it was before the beginning of this year, statute is already written. All you have to do is just take off the expiration date, and we would go back to the tax rates that were in effect during 2014. That's a rate that people would be used to. They may not particularly like it, but there's nothing special about any particular rate, so it's not all or none. There's a lot of room for compromise. What rate do you want? It's pretty straightforward as opposed to alternative ways of raising more revenue, such as increasing the tax base, expanding sales taxes, that sort of thing.
During his campaign, Governor Bruce Rauner said he was open to expanding the sales tax to services. What might that look like?
The key question is always which services, but the idea of expanding the sales tax or applying the sales tax to services beyond just physical goods is an idea that's been percolating among the states for probably close to 30 years. The economy, not in just in Illinois, but throughout the United States as well as the world, has been moving less towards goods manufactured and more towards services being exchanged. So the sales tax, which is based on an amount that would be added to any purchase of a physical good, is looking a little bit more so last century. And a number of states have gone that route and are taxing different kinds of services, hairdressing, or barbershop, others auto repair, a more significant but less frequent. Others could be extended to things like lawyers' fees or doctor's bills or even higher-end things such as yacht maintenance and that sort of thing.
Another possibility, albeit a politically unpopular one, is taxing retirement income. How does Illinois compare with other states on this issue?
Some states say that retirement income will be taxed just like any other form of income. Other states have said this will be exempted because they are specifically trying to attract retirees and hold that out, frankly, as bait, or at least as an attraction. Move here and your pension income will be free of state income tax. Many of the plans that most people have now are the so-called defined contribution plans, things like 401ks, IRAs. The question is, do you pay tax at the front end when the money goes in, or do you pay tax when you take the money out? On the federal level, in most of those circumstances, what you put into the 401k, what you put into the IRA, is deducted from your income tax currently. And so you don't pay any tax on that income, and you don't pay any tax until the money comes out. So that's one model. Some states do the opposite. They say, we're not going to give you any deduction going in, but when you take it out, it'll be tax exempt. Illinois gives you both. Illinois is very unusual in allowing people to exclude the amount they put into 401k plans and IRAs, and then also exclude it when they take it out.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. For more on the topic, see the Past Due blog at wuis.org. I'm Jamie Dunn.